When some 500,000 people flood into a great field in Delhi, it sounds like a shimmering wall of noise. Elections are due next year, but Narendra Modi, the man who wants to be the next Prime Minister of India, is holding his first major rally in the nation's capital. Everything is outsized about it. The mammoth audience, the three levels of security the press has to go through, the 100-foot-tall cutout of the man towering over the crowd, welcoming or menacing, depending on your point of view. This is Sandeep Roy in New Delhi. Mr. Modi is supposed to come at noon, but from 9 o'clock we have to listen to endless speeches by the warm-up acts. Minor politicians, party honchos, and even a poet chanting the name of Modi without pausing for breath. The whole atmosphere is part circus, part pep rally. Modi's party's election symbol, a giant, rather garish lotus, adorns the stage. Women in bright pink and green saris smear our foreheads with red powder while they shout Bharat Mata Ki Jai, or victory to Mother India and Brother Narendra Modi. Modi is a controversial man. His opponents say he's a fascist. His supporters swear he's a messiah of development. After deadly Hindu-Muslim riots in his state back in 2002, when thousands, the majority Muslim, died, Mr. Modi became persona non grata in many capitals around the world. The US still does not grant him a visa. His party, the BJP, wants to show off all the foreigners who have come to hear him, so they put them on display on a stage facing the crowd. So we all watch this bemused group sitting there for hours listening to speech after speech in Hindi, without translators. Looking interested as someone sings a song about giving Modi command of the nation. When Modi finally shows up, the crowd goes wild, conch shells blow. Men climb up the posts holding up the tent, hanging from the bars. Fathers lift little children on their shoulders. Entire groups start dancing wearing Narendra Modi face masks. A farmer in a bright orange turban and fierce mustache starts sloganeering lustily, attracting a throng of cameras. Modi understands the media game. Your enthusiasm and excitement has been noted by the media, he quips. No need to do more. In a world of political rallies where leaders usually descend via helicopter, utter a stale stump speech full of empty promises and depart, Modi is different. He makes jokes, lays on the sarcasm, talks about current affairs. He mocks the Indian Prime Minister for going to meet Obama in the United States and saying he's the leader of a poor nation. The audience laps it up, and Modi plays them like a pro, leading them into a call and response crescendo of Vande Mataram, or salute to the motherland. As the rally ends, another media game takes over. Muslims in skullcaps are paraded before cameras to try and prove that Modi isn't just a Hindu leader. The loudspeakers blare a campaign song while a little boy in raggedy pants and a Modi mask dances and shimmies for a group of reporters. When the cameras are packed away and the cars leave in a cloud of dust, ordinary life slowly drifts back into place. A man sells papadums, a vendor hawks slices of coconut, a young man sells cream rolls from a little box, two for 10 rupees or about 20 cents. No one knows if Modi will really deliver what he promises. But for now, a crowd hungry for change will have to make do with those cream rolls. This is Sandeep Roy in New Delhi for KALW.